Well, this is my second chance to cry. No, but I'm going to do good this time because I'm not going to talk about how things are going with me as usual. It's easy for me to talk about other things. I like to talk. So this is my chance. I would like to share Victor's ministry. Victor is one of our brethren in San Luis Potosí, one of the first of the church, I believe, before I was even down there. And he surrendered full-time the same month that I went down there 4 years ago for the correspondence school. And now he's the director. He's taken over completely the correspondence school. And all the tracts that we give out, all the brethren give out, have these little cards in it that allow for any follow-up, any interest in courses, any questions. They write letters, and Victor answers them personally. And I don't help. I used to help in the school as I was needed, but now I'm not needed. There's a computer. You know, I've been replaced by a computer. I always tell him I'm crippled from the head up. I mean, what can I say? Neck up. I mean, what can I say, you know? But also, there's still lessons in it still need to be corrected, but Victor has chosen to make this a family ministry, and so his teenage daughters who were out working, he's had them come back home and work full time in the Lord's work. So again, it is a full ministry for the family, the correspondence school. And there's many blessings there. The school had there's some charts that or posters that Victor made, and please notice the English. He apparently did this alone.
Oh my God.
He apparently did the English himself too. So we're pretty pleased with that. You know, he's learning his English pretty well. One thing that the aim is to have an available follow up, and we have reached or have had contact with probably 15,000 people. Okay. Now, as far as students, not all of them have chose to take the courses. Student is not counted active student until after they have returned their first course, you know, totally filled out and answered. After they have returned the first course, then they're counted as a student. And we have, at this time, we have 1,743 active students.
Amen.
Since 1984, we've had an enrollment of 6,575, but every 6 or 9 months, Victor pulls out the students that haven't been returning or haven't been communicating with the school, and he communicates with them and asks them what the problem is, or, you know, why haven't they been returning? Why aren't they returning their lessons? Do they have a problem? Are they, you know, is the lesson too hard? You know, what is the problem? And if they don't communicate, or if they send back saying that they wanted to cancel, well, then they're dropped or they're put on inactive status. So that's how come, although we have had a lot of enrollment, that's how come we have 1,743 active students now. And let me see, what else did I want to say? Oh, Victor is also has a he was really burdened about the Christians who didn't have available literature, you know, who were interested in reading and interested in growing, and but didn't have any available literature. And so he has taken it upon himself to start a library or a bookstore, a Christian bookstore. And I understand that he does sell the literature at a cheaper price than they would get it other places. And he also has little studies in his house. I already said, I think, that he writes personal letters to all the students, and any questions that the students have, they write him and ask him questions, and he counsels them. They started going through the telephone book, contacting people just going right down the directory in the telephone book, contacting them, giving them the gospel, giving them a track, and asking if they are interested. You know, do they have any questions? I think that has been put on hold right now for lack of time. But he's interested in more outreach from the school. We have one girl that just finished all the lessons that we had. She's been a correspondence student now for 5 years. And she has finished, and they're very pleased about this. When we first started out, the courses were all offered free of charge. But now with the mailing is real expensive now. It costs more for a letter down there than up here. So it's real expensive, and the school could not hold its own there. So now the students are asked to send stamps and a nominal fee for the course. If they cannot, if they in any way, you know, communicate with Victor that they don't have the money, that, you know, that they just can't afford it, the school does go ahead and take care of that. But most of the students are very good about sending stamps and money for their next course, especially those that are interested. Many, if it's free, well, they'll just take it, you know, and then they never send back the course or anything. But if they have to pay for it, well, then they only, amen, if they're interested, right? Amen. And so that has turned out to be a real blessing. Oh, another thing that Victor has started doing is, I don't know what it's called. It's some kind of mutual, what is it called?
Mutual help.
Okay, mutual help. And what it is if, it's a sort of an insurance thing for death. But it's just with Christians, you know, and right now it's just with Christians in San Luis Potosí that are interested. And we each pay a 5,000 peso entrance, you know, enrollment thing. And then if one of the Christians who are enrolled dies, then we all send them 5,000 pesos. And that helps the brother, because most of us are poor. Most of us don't have money. If somebody dies, you have to go beg money or borrow or steal. The other, you know, hopefully we don't steal it. But anyway, we're all very poor, or without the cash in case of this kind of emergency. So he was thinking that, well, he heard of it as an insurance policy that's here in the States with a medical plan too, but we can't do the medical plan. But with the deaths, we thought, well, this could be a chance to help a brother in need at a serious time when they're so down and depressed anyway, you know, or discouraged, that to get their head lifted up, that there are brethren praying for them, that there are brethren that are willing to help. And so far we don't have very much interest in this. A lot of people are interested, but nobody wants to join, because everybody thinks that they're not the ones that are going to die, you know. and so it's sort of hard to sell a death insurance policy. But another ministry that Victor's trying is organizing some kind of directory for services that Christians are involved in. And I think the details are out there on his poster. And this is, again, is just to bring notice to people if you want to help out the Christian who is in a service, that this is someone who is available in this service. So it, you know, lots of people do like to use other Christians rather than the world. And sadly speaking, that because of our testimonies, many do not, because it just causes friction amongst the brethren. But each to their own, I guess. But that, cada quien, is that? Okay. And that. Okay. And, well, and then I think that's all I can say about Victor. He sends his thank yous. He sends his appreciation. He one day wants to come and meet you all. There's apparently problems with his papers. He can't seem to get what he needs to come across. He's an adopted, he was adopted as a child, and something's wrong with his birth certificates. So, it's a real problem for him to get papers. But his desire is to come and meet you all and, see you all in person and thank you all in person. He asked for your prayers to continue. He is growing. He's growing a whole lot, and he's learned just recently. You know, we're talking about praise, and he shared with us just the last week that we were there how praise was so necessary, and it was like. I mean, he's heard this all for years and years and years, you know. And with Dale there, you know, we all get to see it, praise in action. But then to make it a personal experience, apparently another brother had come and really shared with him, you know, the importance of praise, and it affected him. And so he was really gung-ho. He was just really praising the Lord, and he said this was going to make a change in his life and in his walk. So he does ask for your prayers in this regard also, that he can be a praiser and he can walk praising the Lord in all things. Okay, I think that's all I have to say about Victor. Now I'd like to share a little blessing that in the women's study, one thing that we've been talking a lot about is submission. Well, we all know how great I am at that, right? Amen? I mean, what is the amen, folks? But really it is a big problem. Everybody thinks, you know, that the Mexican women are so submissive. I personally thought that this was true, but you know, it's not true. The fact is when the husband's there, they're submissive, or they do what the husband says for fear of their lives or whatever. But when the husbands are not there, the women are the runners of their families, and they go behind their husbands' backs. They really are strong influences in their children, and they are not submissive. And this is one of their big problems in the marriages too, now that they're Christians, is that many times the women want changes made, and the husbands just aren't moving fast enough, you know. And many times the women are saved first, and so this is an extra influence also. But anyway, in our studies, we are studying our own relationship with the Lord. And in Colossians 3:17-23, we've used this just a whole lot, because not only does it help the women, but it also helps them to see their children and, well, just all of our relationships together. It's, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And many of the women have shared with me that it's just, you know, that many times they're angry with their husbands and they just don't even want to give them food, you know, and they don't want to do anything for them. But after we're sharing this and that, they, in the name of the Lord Jesus, can do it. And, but they still haven't learned to give thanks, you know, in the name of the Lord for their husbands and, for the need to have to do these things. And they were saying that, to them it's just a real blessing to know that, each time that they do it, each time, even though they don't want to, but remembering the verses, you know, to do all in the name of the Lord, it's easier every time.
Amen.
It's just easier every time. And one woman who's especially rebellious, and she admits it, you know, and it's known to all anyway, but she said that if she can remember at the time when they're having problems, that it's just a real blessing to her. It's just a real blessing to her. And then she was reading on. You know, I shared the 17 and again 23. And whatsoever you do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. She says, I'm not doing this for my husband. I'm doing it for the Lord.
Amen.
And it's just so much easier to do it for the Lord. And when she was saying, well, if he was as good as the Lord, then I could, you know, be submissive to him, you know. And we said, you know, that's a lie, because the Lord says that you're supposed to do it to him. And so you're not even obeying the Lord,
Amen.
You know, by not being submissive to your husband. And, she says, you know, I had never thought of that. And then we continued and said, knowing that the Lord ye shall receive that of the, excuse me, that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Jesus, or the Lord Christ. And this particular woman, she just says it's just been a real, given her a lot of victory in her relationship with her husband, because she can see that that Christ is the head, then is her husband, and then is her. And if she can, at this time, until she can learn to be submissive to her husband just because she loves her husband, that at this time, if she can sort of bypass him and be submissive to the Lord because the Lord told her to be so, that that it's just a real blessing to her and she can get by with it. The only problem right now, if you would keep these people in prayer, is because the sisters were sharing with me that this is a problem because they can't just do it. They have to tell their husbands, I'm not doing it because of you. I'm doing it for the Lord. You know? And so then that starts another problem, you know. So often, you know, we do things, we do the right things, but for the wrong reasons. And also with the wrong motivations or with the wrong attitude. And if you could just keep us all in prayer that we would not only do it because the Lord tells us, but with the attitude of joy and praise and thanksgiving.
Amen. Amen. Amen.